Welcome to this week's installment of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estritori, brought to you on behalf of Financial Services Online, your gateway to personal and business insurance solutions. Our top story today concerns our fellow citizens in New South Wales as they face an ongoing flood threat, a situation particularly troubling in the Hawkesbury-Nepean River region. Unstable and volatile weather conditions persist, resulting in increased concern amongst residents. According to the latest updates from the Bureau of Meteorology, they're seeing significant rainfall, reaching almost an alarming 160 millimeters in some regions, and are anticipating potential heavy flooding. We turn our attention to the insurance side of things. Insurance agencies across the nation are rallying to support the affected residents, urging them to initiate the claims process as promptly as possible to mitigate further inconvenience. I strongly advise that those affected reach out to their insurance providers at the earliest convenience. You can find a range of such services available at Financial Services Online at www.financialservicesonline.com.au. In more weather-related news, warnings were lifted for Illawarra and South Coast early this week as heavy rains began to decrease. Nonetheless, still expect moderate rainfall in the coming days, particularly across New South Wales. The persistent rains and flooding have seen the State Emergency Service called to numerous rescue operations due to flash flooding incidents. Senior meteorologist Angus Hines warns us to stay vigilant, as flooding conditions may persist into the weekend, despite the sometimes deceptive periods of clearer skies. It's a stark reminder that we must continue to listen to meteorological experts and follow the advice of local authorities when faced with natural disasters. In conclusion, our hearts go out to everyone affected by the ongoing flooding crisis, and we encourage everyone to stay safe, listen to expert advice, and remain proactive with your insurance needs in these uncertain times. This is Paige Estritori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, wrapping up this week's installment of our weekly insurance news. See you next Friday, June 14th, where we'll be back with more updates. Stay safe, Australia.